BYU's first season under head coach Kalani Sitake was kind of like Goldilocks' choices when it came to porridge. Was it too hot or cold?
This porridge was just right for her to eat.
Catch made by Corbin Kafusi for a first down.
The games were close and exciting, even though some of them were losses.
Four touchdowns on the night for the great Jamal Williams.
Jamal Williams ran to the all-time rushing record.
Kaina Kua with the INT, the playmaker.
And the Cougars capped off the season with a win in the now-defunct Poinsettia Bowl. Stress levels have dropped for coaches like Ty Detmer.
More calm. You know, last year it was waking up at 4 in the morning, couldn't get back to sleep, just the wheels are turning, you know, what to expect come game time.
I feel better than last year because I have a little bit more depth.
There he goes again!
Offensive line coach Mike Empey is enjoying his second go-around with the Cougars after he was let go over a decade ago. He believes coaching high school players and last year's return to college coaching was just right.
Just being able to figure out a lot of things just in my own coaching philosophy, and it's made a difference in how I feel about this opportunity and the guys that I work with now. You know, I'm with a group of friends that I really care about and love.
The love is prevalent among this coaching staff. It's like a family, and running backs coach Reno Mahe is like the little brother, annoying because he asks a lot of questions of how to become a better football coach.
Whoever's walking next to me in the hallway, they'll get an earful about things that pop into my mind.
And the experienced coaches never tell him to shut up.
It's the mentality, you're only as good as the weakest person on your team. And so maybe I feel like maybe I'm the weakest, so I think they want me to make sure that, you know, I'm getting stronger.
These guys feel comfortable with each other going into season two, but Detmer says that's where the comfort level ends.
Because I still, you know, have that clock in our office ticking down to game day. Hopefully we'll never be in that too comfortable and we've got it all figured out, because that's never the case.
The head coach of the Cougars may have the best perspective.
It's a little bit surreal for me, and every day I get to live this moment, and I'm hoping it doesn't end. I just love being here, and I'm around great people, and I get to be around great young men on the football team.
It's just like the head coach to say what's just right. Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.